time is 6:09 in the PM. You are still listening, and bless your hearts for doing so. KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Toll free, 1-888-917-5667.
Yes. Yeah, 917-KOOP.
But local, once again, 472-KOOP.
But don't forget the nationwide number, 888-917-5667.
You guys are all writing these down, right? something else you should write down. The opinions on the show are only those of the person who said them or whatever. Boom! Mascot Wedding Show. You just heard Late of the Pier with Englishmen and Mad Dogs, or Mad Dogs and Englishmen, one or the other.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Does that make sense? Well, because that's the name of a Joe Cocker album.
That's probably it then. Off their album Fantasy Black Channel. Before that,
The Faces, fulfilling my contractual obligation with the state of Rod Stewart, played Silicone Grown off of the collection. What is it called? Five Guys Walking to a Bar. Awesome. I haven't listened to that thing in a dog's age, so I was glad to pull that thing back out.
Thanks go out to Carlos, who chose all the music for the previous half hour. And Around the Town Sounds, Charlie holding it down before that, because we are here part of Co-op's Showdown Saturday.
That's right.
And a special grong to all the bikers in town biking around on their motorbikes.
Yeah, very special. Get out! This is our town and you're ruining it.
Dude, last night I was driving downtown, and then there was, there's all these guys on the bikes with, like, lights and stuff,
uh-huh.
like, inside the chassis.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a word,
look
right?
Look at you, yeah.
And they were kind of lighting up, and then there was this one guy on just a really fancy motorcycle.
Yeah.
Not motorcycle, sorry. Really fancy bicycle.
Oh, okay.
Pedal bike, if you will. And I was like, you know what? Showing off your custom, completely, like, you know, tricked out bicycle. It's cool and all, but this is like, I don't think it's the weekend to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be impressed. It's like, check it out. The chain's made out of gold and I put like a TV on it. It's like, it's still you're pedaling it, right?
I put four baseball cards in it. Makes it sound extra fierce. Yeah,
exactly. Get the hell out of here. But kudos to you anyway, I guess.
But it adds for some unintentional comedy, because last night as I was leaving the bars and clubs and whatnot, had my window rolled down because my AC doesn't work and it was a hot summer night.
It always is.
Yes.
When you're out and about.
Thank you. You're sweet to lie like that. I was listening to, as I always do, Magic 95.5 Super Songs of the 70s Weekend. I happened to pull up to a stoplight as some bikers were next to me revving their engines. So what do? Crank up a little Baker Street, full blast.
That's right.
I rocked it out. It was awesome.
Rafferty, right?
That's right. He's still missing.
Jerry Rafferty. Wait, what?
He's been missing since like last August. This isn't a joke. I'm not funning you. He checked into a hospital and then checked out of his own accord when family's supposed to do it, and just sort of into thin air.
I was going to make a reference to maybe he just got a little land somewhere or made his way down to Baker Street. They should probably check there. But you know what? I decided better of it.
That's good for you.
How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. A little hot outside. Carried it inside. I may have to take my shirt off if you're okay with that.
That's fine. I'm not feeling too well either, to be honest with you. But I always feel better talking to you, the good people on the radio. So you should call in 472-5667. Whatever you want to talk about, open phones. But you wanted to talk about that Rat Rally guy, right?
Yeah, I want to talk about Robbie Knievel. Robbie Knievel. Because a fellow co-op DJ came in while we were doing Spanish Rock Radio.
Miss Novak,
thank you. God, I blanked. I'll be honest with you.
From the show,
blanked on the name.
All things ska, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing But Ska, I think is the name of her show. Who likes ska music?
That was so weird. I just lost it. Anyway. But yeah, she was telling me that Robbie Knievel, who was doing jumps last night.
Yeah, in fact, if anyone saw that, please do
call
in. Oh,
my God, please do.
Because I want to know what happened. 472-5667. If you saw that or know what happened, please call.
Yeah. Here's the thing I didn't know about it, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is a violation of policy or whatever to say it. They charged $25 to get into that,
mm-hmm.
like to see Robbie Knievel jump. Here's the thing. It's kind
Where
of
the, was it anyway?
It was in front of the Capitol, I think. Not like he wasn't jumping the Capitol, but it was like a street was blocked off somewhere.
How do you even like charge to? Isn't that just something people can see?
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't you just observe it and you're set? You don't need to pay money to the guy.
Did they put some sort of like Mr. Burns style sun blocker up so you couldn't see him in the air? Like, there goes a motorcycle.
I have no idea.
That's $25. You just saw it.
Yeah, that was under the old price structure. Yeah, that's kind of why I want to hear from somebody who went, because I have no idea how they pulled this off. I have no idea how interesting it might have been, because look, we're not in the 1920s, okay? Entertainment is abound. Entertainment is everywhere. You can a click of a mouse, and you'll see animals and stuff. That's why we don't.
What the?
That shouldn't.
Why
be.
Why is the phone making noise?
I don't know.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I saw the Robbie Knievel jump.
Yes.
Oh. What's your name, caller?
Katie.
And so you actually went and saw it. How was it?
It was kind of fascinating because the event was almost like a non-event, but it was like the people around the event that made the event.
Wait, do I know this, Katie?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm David.
David.
Okay, never mind. I thought you were somebody else. Anyway, okay, so
But let me ask you, so where was it and how did you determine? So wait, did you go? I'm sorry.
My friend Erilyn, she lives on Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Had a pig, and the pig just died, so she was having a kind of memorial / Robbie Knievel watch. So we climbed on top of her roof, which is basically around 9th and Congress.
Okay.
This firefighter came over, this neighbor guy.
Okay.
And the neighbor guy came over and set up the ladders, and we climbed up the ladders, and we got on the roof. And we waited and waited and waited. And people were shouting, well, they play different rock songs. And Robbie Knievel has a really Midwestern accent. So he was like, you know, I'm about to take a hard hit, but it's not as hard as the guys in Iraq.
You know, so. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
His colors don't run, Robbie Knievel.
Oh, my God. And the announcer also had a Midwestern accent, which didn't really kind of, to me, vibe with the Rottweiler, because he's like, we're about to introduce the greatest motorcyclist, the greatest daredevil ever. And people were just like, yeah. But pretty soon, see, the wind was blowing. It was like the Wizard of Oz or something. You know, the wind was switching around. And this fighter pilot was on the roof with us. And he was like, you know, there's a wind shear and a thunderstorm, and it's about 3.5 minutes from here. So if he goes off right during the wind shear, he won't be affected. But if he goes up, you know, if he goes before or after, he won't be able to really tell which way the wind's going to go and how hard it's going.
Right.
This is like a very odd collection of people that you're with. It's like a firefighter, an Air
like
Force pilot. Yeah, or it almost sounds like you're the cast of Gilligan's Island 2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like you're an Indian chief away from going on tour.
Yeah, that's
we were like on a big ship of the buildings of Congress, and there was a sea of people beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
The natives, and they were chanting, Robbie, Robbie. And they were playing really obscure 80s music that I can't even remember now, but like rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And people were yelling, and I think they had some cannons. And there was some reference at the end to Governor Perry.
Okay.
Like, you can take down my bike number. If you don't like the way I drive, you can take down my plate number.
Oh.
Something like that. And then
wait, who said that?
Like, Robbie Knievel.
Yeah.
And he goes, just kidding, Governor Perry. Thanks for coming.
So
then afterwards, we were walking around. We went outside, and they were cleaning up all the...
Okay, well, hold on. So, but what was the actual jump?
The jump, it was over two semi-Budweiser trucks.
And like...
two semis. It was about 240 feet.
So, but they were like lengthwise, like one after each other?
Oh, yeah.
And did he do it?
Right down 11th Street, right in front of the Capitol.
Oh, okay.
Did he do anything else?
Well, he did some hot wheeling and
hot wheeling, awesome.
He did some what do you call that when you ride on one wheel, like on the
wheelies?
Yeah, wheelies.
Yeah, he did like some long wheelies, and then he did one where he stood up on his bike.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You know,
you're like supposed to sit down on those.
And he was like giving the peace sign, like he was, and then he was like saluting the flag.
Yeah.
See, I think they usually do a lot of like hot summer days. You know, where people are like saluting, and his wife's saying, she's saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, but then he did complete the jump, though.
He completed the jump, and swear to God, 15 seconds after he completed the jump, that northern northern guster or whatever the pilot called it, it came in. It swooped down upon us.
Was he like real smarmy when that happened? Like, told you.
He was like, yeah. He was like jumping up and down like jelly beans. He was, yeah. And then he rode to the top, and the guy's like, everybody, Robbie Knievel, it's last jump. And then he made a speech about that he wasn't the greatest daredevil that ever lived, but it was his father.
Who's his father?
So then he...
Robbie Knievel Sr.?
Evil Knievel?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Why is he evil? What did he do?
Evil?
Wait. Why is Robbie Knievel evil?
No,
what did he do that was so bad?
Evil Knievel.
Why is his dad so evil? What did he do?
Evil Knievel?
Yeah, why is... What did he do?
He jumped the Grand Canyon in 1976.
But why does that make him evil?
Does that make him a bad guy?
Yeah, he was bad. He used to break all the traffic. You know, he was a hoodlum.
That's kind of... I wouldn't say that's evil,
maybe,
though.
Like, call him, like, no good Robbie Evil or Robbie Knievel.
No, he was a real bad guy. I mean, he was James Dean reincarnate.
Well, James Dean was just an actor.
No.
So Robbie Knievel Sr. is dead also, like James Dean?
Yes.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah, he broke like 202 bones in his body.
That would kill anybody. Yeah.
Huh.
And then see, the son did the like getting shot out of a bicycle at Wembley Stadium. Got shot out of a cannon riding a bicycle, and then like Trick rode the bicycle through the air and broke like 100 bones when he landed.
I'm surprised that he wasn't deported if his dad was widely known as being an evil person. That's weird. Anyway, well, hey, thank you for the update, Katie.
Mick Jagger is evil. He was another.
Oh, he's just a musician. How is that evil?
They didn't disown him.
I don't understand. Lost
me. It was fun, but here's the funny thing. We saw John Paul Mitchell, the hair guy.
Right?
He sponsors Robbie Knievel's bike. So he and his family were there posing, and all these people were screaming, John Paul, it's me, Becky. Remember me from that hair show in Cincinnati? And the guy, you know, he sells hair product. Like, I'm John Paul Mitchell, and I don't want your hair to go bad.
Thank you, Katie. I appreciate the call.
I know who Evel Knievel is.
No, that was very nice for her to call it, and very nice to give her a detailed description of the proceedings.
That was detailed.
But she and I have very different ideas of what the best part of the night means.
John Paul Mitchell. Well, she brought it. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a break. Listen to some more music. We'll be back with some Ask Kyle Wedding Show right after what?
Spoon.
How dare you play Spoon?
If there's anything you want.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David.
And my name is Mac. I don't like how that worked.
Why?
We're back. More Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David. My name is Mac. I feel like I... See what I mean by that?
I see. So we should just eliminate you from the show? Done and done.
Add some more syllables, maybe.
Gotcha. 472-5667 is the number. We just heard Spoon from the Girls Can Tell album, which is, Mac, almost 10 years old.
Wow.
That depressed me a little when I found that out today.
Yeah, I remember when that came out and be like, this band Spoon, maybe they'll stick around.
Yeah, keeping Austin local. Like
that didn't depress me near as much as when I found my little sister had a Green Day Greatest Hits album, and that was like 7 years ago. I was like, wow,
So she had Dookie?
That depressed me for like 9 reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, that they had a Greatest Hits album.
Yep.
David, I've discovered something recently.
Talk.
And that is waitstaff. I don't think they like me.
Why do you say that?
You know, it just seems like look, I have no sort of like special resentment or weird feelings towards waitstaff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate the job they do, but for some reason, everywhere I go, it just doesn't mix. You know what I mean? Like someone rubs you the wrong way, I feel like I'm always rubbing them the wrong way, or vice versa.
How so? Elaborate.
It's like in
examples.
It's like in Terminator,
mm-hmm.
when they have the dogs that will bark at the Terminators.
Right.
And so I feel like they smell something wrong on me and just start barking at me or something like that.
Maybe that's your problem. Maybe when you equate the waitresses with dogs. Maybe they don't like that.
All right, well, vice versa. Maybe I'm a dog and they're a Terminator. I'd better be a dog than a murderous robot. Well, actually,
I don't think they like that either.
Well, I'm not saying this is a good thing.
I know. I'm just funny.
This is bad. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, we were in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it never fails. Like we went to Cafe Du Monde tourist thing, but yeah, we went.
Yeah. It was pleasant.
It was pleasant. And the waitress comes up and she's like, what do you want? And I was like, oh, let's get some beignets. And I like eating some pastries with milk. And so I ordered a milk and a water. And she comes back with no milk. And I was like, oh, I can also get my milk. And she's like, I don't think you ordered a milk. And I was like, I did. And she goes, oh, I don't have it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, then can I get a milk? And she goes, I don't think you ordered it. Let me check. And I was like, why at this point does it become like a thing? And then our friend of the show, Dave Humans, Chopper Dave, said like, yeah, he did order a milk. And then it was like, oh, it's a thing now. And then later she brings it back. She finally like agrees to give me a milk. Why can't you just give me one?
Yeah.
And then comes back later and she starts to hand it to me. And so I reach out my hand and grab it. And apparently that was the wrong thing to do.
No, you should not have done that.
And she's like, what? She kind of reacted like I just slapped her in the face.
Well, no, I disagree because watching it as I was, it seemed like she was giving you a hard time because she thought you were trying to show off or something. Like,
how was I showing off?
The way you grabbed it was in such a way where it's like, no, I'm serious. Like, follow me through this.
Okay.
Like, you know, because she hadn't placed it in your hand and waited for the okay that, yes, it is safe. The mere fact that you just like, you know, not to say that you were in the wrong. And let me be very clear on that. Not to say you were in the wrong, but like you reached out and like, you know, you grabbed it from the bottom. I don't think she was prepared for it. And it was
she
just,
wasn't.
It was just one of those things where it was like, this is stupid. She was like, oh, look at you. Like it was almost that look that she gave you. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
Exactly. Like, what is it about me? Why am I so awkward? It's like I'm at a dance in sixth grade trying to ask a lady to dance. And I just went like, freaking food.
Going back to the actual ordering of the milk, yeah, I mean, let's not gloss over the fact that, you know, you said, I ordered a milk. She said, no, you didn't. You said, well, can I have a milk? And so she pulls out her pad to make sure that you ordered, which, by the way, at this point is academic. The guy is saying he wants a milk. Go get him a milk. You don't need to be like, see, you didn't order this. Or like, what's that going to help or hurt?
And it's like, it's always something. It seems like later on we went to a restaurant. I won't mention its name. And the waiter was like, what do you want to drink? And I was like, I'll take a water. And he goes, what? And I go, water? Like that? Like pronouncing it? He didn't like that. And so now it's weird between me and the waiter.
Which restaurant was that?
The Chili's.
That's right.
You idiot.
No, I just forgot that.
Why did now people know that we eat there? We ate there once.
You could have written it down.
So why did you ask me? I said, I don't want to say the name.
Well, no, I figured you would have given me like some kind of a secret radioman's thing.
Look, I trust you.
I'm sorry.
No, look, hold on. You shut up for a second. This radio show is a trust between me and you.
Of course it is.
I don't go, how's it going, David? And you don't go, F this, you know? Like, and so when you said like, oh, what's the name of it? I was like, well, I'll say it because David must be leading it somewhere. And not like, oh, what's the name of it? Well, go ahead and write it down. Because me writing things down is good radio?
No, because I couldn't recall that situation. I needed help with that story.
Yeah, I think I think there's the proof right there. I'm just a jerk.
Now, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now this is a thing. Now exactly. The fact that we eat at Chili's is a thing.
Like I got a smoothie at some place, and the guy's like, here's your smoothie, and I go, thank you. He goes, 16-ounce one. I was like, yeah. Like, I get it. And right there, he's just like, gave me a look. And I was like, now this is a thing. It's just, whatever it is. It's like, I don't know.
You know what?
It's like frogs and magnolia. It happens.
You're out of place with everything.
What's up? What do you got?
No, it's nothing. But no, actually, it's a thing now. You mentioned that. Maybe you are kind of a jerk to people.
No, but you know what's funny now is like when the thing happened with the waiter in the water.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's horrible. At that restaurant that begins with a C. I looked at you like, you know, I can't win this one.
That's right.
And you're like, it's in your head now. Like you're forcing it. You're trying too hard or something.
Yeah.
Because now I am very cognizant of it and I try to be like polite. But it just makes really this like awkward overt thing. But I definitely do have a thing about good service.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And, like, I was at a local establishment that served Asian cuisine. Mm-hmm. And I walk in, and the person doesn't say anything. And I was like, well, I'm not talking first. Stalemate.
So just, you and your stalemates.
Because when you walk into some place, oh my God. We've talked about this previously.
Yes, we have talked about this.
You have to greet. Well, was it a movie theater? Is where it was.
It was a movie theater, right.
But this was something else. And of course, the friend I was with was like, what are you doing? Why are you being such a jerk or whatever? And I was just like, I can't.
It's totally irrelevant. Like, I get what you're saying, but it's not a deal breaker.
And I'm not somebody who, like, expects a certain level or I'm, like, holding my tip above their head and, like, uh-huh. expecting them to, like, jump through hoops to get it. Because I usually give a standard across the board 20% tip. To the left of me right now is Mr. David Hatta, who I believe just, he adds a zero behind whatever the total was, and he goes, just that's your tip. So if it's $15, he'll add a zero, and it's like, aha, right now it's $115. You just keep the $135.
Look, I'm sorry if we're the restaurant equivalent of Good Cop, Bad Cop, just because I happen to be Dr. Charisma 2009.
No, it's like, okay, here it is. It's not Good Cop, Bad Cop. It's Good Cop and then Benevolent King. That's what it is. I'm like, here you go. You did a good job. I was like, I wanted to give you a 20% tip, so I did. And then you're like, oh, riches for everyone! Riches for everyone! Kiss my ring! Kiss my ring and I'll make you a duke!
Look,
I'll knight you with my golden scepter!
Service industry works hard, I like to reward them.
Okay. It really is that. It is like a reward. I mean, like,
but if they,
no, it's not like a payment. It's a reward at that point because it's not like... Oh, you found the guy. Here's a crazy amount of money. You know, it's not like, oh, you did a good job here. I'm giving you what you deserve. At that point, it's not, what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
You know, it's like a payment for services rendered, but it really is like a reward as in like you.
No, totally. It's a, you know what? I'll equate it to, it's a convenience charge. Because if you don't make my meal miserable, if you don't make my experience at this restaurant just a horrid story that I'm going to tell on the radio later, thank you for that. Here is money in exchange for me not killing you.
See, but it's not like tipping at a bar. Mm-hmm. Because if you tip at a bar, then that bartender or barmaid, mm-hmm. Bartendress.
I don't think they like that at all.
I don't know.
Barkeep.
We'll ask a barkeep later. To a bar, David. What was I saying? Yeah. No, if you tip them after you get a good drink or after you get a drink, I don't know why I did that. They'll pay more attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be right back. They're nice to you or whatever. And it kind of, it's sort of like you almost pay for the extra attention.
You give a little to get a little. Yeah.
But with a meal though, you know, tip until the end.
That's true.
And so you're really not like, you know, you're not like, hey, here you go. Give me the steak you didn't spit in.
Look, I don't want to show off, but I'm going to tell a story.
Please tell a story.
It's a story that makes me feel good, so I don't hesitate to tell it.
I'm interested to hear this story now.
I was...
The boards are lighting up if people want to hear the story.
Right? Yeah, 4-7-2-5-6-6-7. It was Christmas Eve morning a couple years ago, and I was headed down to Houston to see my family. But stopped off with a certain lady friend to get breakfast first. We stopped off at a restaurant that we happen to both enjoy. But it's Christmas Eve. I'm even surprised they're open.
Uh-huh.
We have breakfast. It's Christmas. I leave a very generous tip. So much so. But yes.
Give you a little Christmas miracle.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, I can't even believe this place is open on Christmas Eve. Very nice service. Very good meal. It was totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it comes at the end of the meal. You're not expecting anything in return, that sort of thing. You know, you're not expecting more meals. My lady friend and I, we get out. We're headed to the car. Behind us, we hear the door open. The guy sort of, like, followed us out. And he's holding the receipt, waving it in his hand. And he goes, hey, man, thanks! And I could have walked to Houston on my cloud of just ego.
What did your lady friend think of it?
She thought I was the bee's knees.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I feel like if I were to do that, whoever I was with would just be like, don't you think you're hot ass? And just be like a huge jerk to me or
well,
something
you
like
need
that.
To date a better class of women.
Let's listen up on my person. I'm not Woody Allen. You're not American Apparel.
Oh, we never did talk about that on the show.
Yeah, but now the time has passed.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But holy cow, that's
now great. I feel like we just have to talk about it just to mention it. Yeah, Woody Allen, like, man, American Apparel apparently thought they could use a picture of Woody Allen from Annie Hall.
Yes.
Yeah. On a billboard dressed up like a Hasidic Jew. Mm-hmm. and it just says like American Apparel, and they thought that they could use this without paying anyone anything,
right?
And so Woody Allen was like, "Look, I hate American Apparel. You did not pay me for this, so I'm going to sue you and get that money back. I want X amount of money."
Mm-hmm.
And American Apparel goes, "All right, but we don't think you're worth X amount of money." And he goes, "Yes, I am. This is my image." And they go, "No, because I think your image is lowered in the public's eyes. And to prove how low your image is, in order to get that cost down, we're going to bring up Mia Farrow, Sun Yi.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, every person involved in his whole, like...
All the skeletons coming out.
Yeah, all the skeletons in his closet. A skeleton parade. Just to get in the witness stand, talk about how horrible he is. And then... I hope Sun Yi wouldn't say that. And... basically, so it's where it's like, Woody Allen owes you money or something like. But yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was the most messed up, like, I don't want to say an injustice of the court system. It was like the complete misuse and just a complete lack of logic. Because what happened was, you know, American Apparel, they use Woody Allen's image. Woody Allen says, "Stop that," and you know, "Stop that or pay me." And American Apparel says, "Really? You think we should pay you? Because, trust me, you're not that good of a role model anyway." And I was like, "Then why are you using him? Take him off yesterday. If he's not like this great spokesperson, but you have no problem slapping him on." Like, it just made no sense to me.
Well, I think they said they would go ahead and pay him, but they weren't going to pay him like the millions he asked for. But you know what, though? I think it's pretty funny. Like, I have to admit, that's kind of funny. And it's like, look, Woody Allen, no one put those skeletons in your closet.
That's true.
You did that on your own. And the fact that someone is going to bring it out to prove what a creep you are.
But
you know what? It's sort of like that. All right. Is like, No, I'm not wearing anything American Apparel at the moment, but I this is just not co-op, but I do enjoy their products.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're sweatshop free and made here in the US of A.
That's what they tell you.
But, oh my God. You know, you look at it and it's like says South right in front of American in smaller, really small letters. No. Central American, Honduras. Anyway, but yeah, but I mean, their advertising is so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that runs that place is a complete creep.
Sleaze.
Yeah, sleaze. Yeah, exactly. It looks like you know, their models are like out of work porn actors that have been held in cages for
a
while.
Like their entire like catalog is like the Fiona Apple criminal video.
Exactly. Actually, I think Sasha Grey, porn star, did actually some modeling for them.
Really?
I read in an Onion AV Club article.
Oh, legitimate press, huh?
Yeah, I had to mention that just so you know that I didn't read it on one of my many smut sites I have bookmarked. No, but yeah, American Apparel. It's just, you know what it is? It's a sleaze fest. Because
mm-hmm.
It's totally sleazy is. American Apparel with a creepy Woody Allen.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
it is kind of brilliant in a way where it's like, you know, Woody Allen, he put those skeletons in there himself. But they're going to get dragged out because, like, he's basically getting screwed over multiple times in this.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still in the wrong.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Anyway, so we should take a break, play some music, and be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show. But first, we're going to hear some more tunes.
I don't know what I want to play.
What are you thinking? Maybe something peppy?
Stall for time.
People like peppy stuff.
No, I just had something. Oh, there it is. 18, please.
Oh, it's already queued up.
Oh, well.
What is it, David?
Yeah, Telekinesis off their new album. This is Look to the East. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Young scholars, young lovers.
Boom! Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. Thanks to listener Davey for calling in, checking in with a phone call there during the air break. And it looks like we got another call here. Let's put him on the air. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, put me on the radio.
You are on the radio.
Oh, who's this?
Who's this?
Don't you talk to me that way.
Well, okay, little girl. You know, please do not prank call the station. We're trying to run a radio show here, okay? I'd appreciate
it. Little girl? I'm a grown man.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be sorry talking to me that way. I can destroy you with a single thought.
Look, I don't know who you are, okay? You know, and if I did know who I'm talking to, you know, maybe that'd be something different, but I don't know how I'm supposed to address you.
Oh, yeah? Well, my name is Arthur Truckee.
Okay. Wait. Oh, Arthur Truckee.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. There's the respect I deserve.
Oh, I wouldn't say, you know, okay, fine.
Yeah, and what else do you have to say?
Well, I don't know, man, but I guess I should tell the people that we're joined by Arthur Truckee, who is the founder and president of a Truckee's convenience stores, which we had some problems with in previous weeks.
Yeah, and what else do you have to say?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, if you're calling to for an interview, you know, we can do that.
I want to hear you say you're sorry.
What?
Yeah, and then I want to hear you beg for my forgiveness.
Okay, hold on. Let's back it up a second. Why do I owe you an apology?
Oh, I don't know. I heard the stuff you've been saying about Truckee's on your radio show.
Well, right. I know you have. That's why you sent us that email. We actually read it on the air last week.
No, that's when I heard it. But then last week, I listened to the show all by my damn self.
Oh, wow. So you actually tuned in, huh?
Shut up.
Excuse me?
It's my turn to talk. You don't talk until I let you.
You know, I should remind you, this is, you know, still my radio show. You know, you're on here at my whim.
No. Not when I'm done suing you for all the things you said, spreading lies about Truckee's and talking smack.
I wouldn't say we were talking smack.
Oh, you think you're tough, huh? You think you're tough behind that microphone?
I'm not trying to be tough. You know, I certainly don't think that we were spreading lies about Truckee's.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm taking my belt off right now.
What? Why are you taking your belt off?
Because if you're going to act like a little boy, I'm going to spank you like a little boy.
All right. I really feel like, you know, you need to calm down and we can talk this thing through like adults.
Oh, yeah? You're not going to feel like an adult when I make your bottom all red.
All right. Let's get this straight here. You're going to beat me.
I'm going to spank you.
Right.
Like a little boy.
Okay. So you're going to spank me and then you're also going to sue me.
Yep, sue the pants right off of you.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you're going to have nothing to cover up your bright red bottom.
All right, that imagery really needs to stop, all right? But getting back to what you were saying, so you say you're gonna beat me and sue me. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
What did I do to make you this upset?
Oh, I heard what you and your friend were saying about Truckee's. You called me crazy and said all of our merchandise is gross.
I don't know if I use those words specifically, you know, but I'm an adult. All right, you know, I'll take responsibility. Yes, we did say that we said some less than favorable things about you and your stores, but those were our opinions, but in your stores.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like the way we were treated by your employees. You know, they were extremely rude to us.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. They were giving us really dirty looks and just inappropriate things to us. They even swore at one of my friends.
They didn't.
You don't even know. You weren't even there.
Well, what do you consider a swear?
The F word, okay? I consider the F word pretty a prominent swear.
And that's what they said?
Yeah, among other things. Yes.
How did they say it?
Does it really matter how they said it?
Well, what if they said it to warn you of some kind of danger? Then it would be okay.
All right, trust me, it wasn't okay, all right? You know, David asked for the key to the bathroom, and the guy behind the counter handed it to him and said, don't F around in there, or I'll kill you.
So? Did the guy kill him?
No, of course he didn't kill him.
So what's the problem?
You can't talk to people that way, all right? Yeah, I mean, the guy was so aggressive, David was scared out of his mind after that.
Yeah, but he didn't F around in the bathroom, did he?
You know, no, he didn't do anything in the bathroom. He's not one to, you know... fool around in the bathroom, whatever that means.
Oh, you know what that means.
Ugh. I probably do, but I really don't want to talk about it with you.
Oh, yeah, I can pull some of the security tapes and show you.
Yeah, no thanks, all right. Wait, what kind of security tapes?
Oh, you know, from the cameras we have hidden in our stores.
Wait, people fool around in your stores? Is that what you're saying? Because that's really disgusting.
No, not in the stores.
Okay, good, because I was about to say that's
they
not...
They do it in the bathroom.
Wait, so you have security cameras in the bathroom?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? That's an invasion of privacy.
It's called my constitutional right to use any means necessary to protect my business from terrorists. Look it up.
All right, see? This is what I mean about Truckee's, okay? There's just something just not right about your store.
Oh, really? Like what else?
Well, the merchandise you sell.
What about it?
Okay, at both Truckee's we stopped at, we saw some of the most insulting merchandise. Like I, you know, I get shot glasses and coffee mugs and all that, you know, but really, women's lingerie, marital aids / novelties.
So, why you've never been on a long road, suddenly had the urge to get messy?
Yuck. Okay.
Oh, come on.
No, I will not come on. You know what? I'm willing to overlook, you know, that you saw this stuff. That's fine. You know, whatever. But you, I mean, you have it out there where, like, kids can see it. And that just is a little weird. It's kind of super creepy.
No, they don't even know what that stuff is for.
All right, well, maybe they don't know what it's for, but they probably know what it is. You know, and it's inappropriate for kids. Right, oh, yeah, like, for example, look, I know there's that product out there that, you know, people put on the underneath their trucks called, you know, like, truck nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know they, okay. You're excited about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be, because I know that these are kind of popular. You see them all the time. But for you, for truckies, to take that one step further and put your name on a line of really obscene truck ornaments.
Oh, are you talking about the truck dangles and truck JJs?
Whoa, okay. You know, I'm gonna ask you not to repeat those names on my show.
Why? What did I do?
Like, if you want to ruin your business, if you want to run your business a certain way, you know, sell those kind of things, that's fine. But you know what? I mean, this is a radio show. It's, you know, we're part of the community here, and that stuff is just, it's tasteless and offensive. It doesn't really, it's not our show. Okay, it's my radio show. We're not going to talk about that.
Jeez, I didn't realize I was talking to the PC police.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with being politically correct. I'm just asking you to be just decent. All right, you know, because the kids listen to this.
So, kids love Truckies more than anyone. Truckie the Truck is a hero to a lot of kids.
Okay, you know what? All right, even your mascot Truckie is a little offensive.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
What? We're talking about a cartoon truck who, on every item of merchandise I saw, he's doing some of the most disgusting things.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Huh, I don't even know if I can describe them on air. You know, like the one where he's making a rude gesture with his tailpipe. Or the one where a pretty girl walking by and his hood is up.
Oh, you probably don't get what that one means.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're going for with that one.
Right, maybe if there was a picture of a handsome man walking by.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay, so someone calls you out for being a disgusting pig, and you accuse him of being gay.
Well, aren't you?
Well, you know, I'm not, no. Thank you.
You sound like a real bitch to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's real mature, okay? And you're probably the last one that should talk about how a person sounds.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. Just because I thought you were a little girl when you first called in.
Oh, okay. You're making fun of my voice.
Oh, now you get it. Yes, I am making fun of your voice.
Yeah, well, you know how I got my voice this way?
You were born with it?
No, I got in an oil drinking contest.
An oil drinking contest?
Yeah.
Like motor oil?
Yup. I challenged the owner of Bucky's to an oil drinking contest, and the loser had to move their stores out of Lufkin, Texas.
And you won.
You bet I did.
How much oil did you drink?
Yes.
I don't know, like three shots of oil?
More. No, more.
Like five shots.
2.5 quarts.
Oh, my God. You should be dead.
Yeah, but I'm not. I would have been had I kept it in, but the next morning, I puked so much that I ruined my vocal cords.
That is disgusting. I can't believe the owner of Bucky's even accepted this challenge.
Yeah, well, he didn't even drink one.
What? If he didn't drink one, then why did you drink so much?
I had to put it out of reach just in case he wanted to rally.
that is insane.
Figured he couldn't drink more than two and a half quarts.
Okay, I hate to say you deserve that, but that is just insane thinking.
What was I supposed to do? I wasn't giving up my territory. You have to show your enemy you're not afraid of them. That's what my hero taught me.
Oh, yeah, and who's your hero?
G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, well, that does not surprise me one bit.
Yeah, you know what else he taught me how to do?
All right, what's that?
How to hire a motorcycle gang to murder your enemies.
Oh, so wait. So you're not saying you had somebody from Bucky's killed, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm going to have you killed.
Oh, is that right? So you're going to send a motorcycle gang to kill me?
Yeah, they're already there. They're in town for that rally you're having.
Oh, that is just great. So I should be on the lookout for some sort of Hells Angels or something.
No, I have my own gang.
Really? You have your own motorcycle gang?
Yeah. They're called the Truckies Mercenary Murder Squad.
Oh, that is very subtle. That is nice.
I bet it is. You know what I'm doing right now?
Oh, what's that?
I'm taking off my belt.
Why? So you could spank me like a little boy?
No. because when I see your dead body, I'm going to do something on it.
Oh, great. That is just horrible.
Get ready. I'm going to run in. Head out on the highway. I'm going to murder you.
Oh, my God. Hello? Hello? Oh, awesome. Great way to end the call and great way to end the show. And used up all of our time. Arthur Truckies, owner of Truckies. That doesn't surprise me that G. Gordon Liddy was his hero, though. Because G. Gordon Liddy, both violent and really sleazy. For people that aren't familiar with that criminal. Well, we are out of time here on the Mascot Wedding Show. Make sure you keep it in tune here in co-op for the clear spot coming up next with Lisa and Linda. But I only see Lisa. Whoa, what's going on with that? For more information about David and myself and side projects, various night jobs, etc., podcast, which will begin updating again this week, I believe, you may visit mascotwedding.com. And for David and myself, that is the show. Here is, in honor of the Rot Rally, this is Yola Tango with Little Honda, which I believe is a Beach Boys cover, David?
No.
Maybe.
No? I don't know.
Anyway, Mascot Wedding Show out. Thank you for Clear Spot.